and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are on a bus tour of Georgia. Walz speaking to students at Liberty County High in Hinesville.
It's not a cliche. This is truly about building towards the future, and you're that future. And so we're in a room like this. It lifts everybody's spirits, lifts the country's spirits.
The tour will visit rural areas of the battleground state. It will end with a rally in Savannah. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Erie, Pennsylvania, defending former President Trump's visit to Arlington National Cemetery to mark 3 years since the deadly U.S. drawdown from Afghanistan. He also blamed Harris for the deaths of 13 U.S. service members. The FBI says Thomas Cook, the man who attempted to assassinate Mr. Trump, had researched dates of both parties' political conventions.
We've seen no definitive ideology associated with our subject, either left-leaning or right-leaning.
Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rojek. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede. With the first day of school in the Richland School District less than a week away, many children will be riding the bus to arrive at and to get home from their school. If your child has not signed up to ride, then you will need to contact Cobison Bus at 647-4446. The first day of classes will be this Tuesday. Also, a reminder to drivers to obey the law when approaching or following a school bus to keep those aboard safe. An Impact Life blood drive is being held today from 10 to 4 at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Appointments are appreciated, but not required. To make an appointment, call Impact Life at 800-747-5401 or visit www.bloodcenter.org. And that's what you need to know. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well-played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day. Currently, it's 85.
Nightline with Pete Schwaba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle her the scent of her
privates. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview Donald Trump being in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and much more. We'll discuss it. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Wednesday night, Educators Amplified, Teacher Hallie in the house. Johnny Lupinacci, people on the Twitter, on the Facebook, on the YouTube. Where's Johnny? He's coming. Look at that. Just like
Hey, here I am. What? I don't know what's going on, but something's different about today, Tim.
It's a little bit crazy, man. I tell you what, Johnny, you and I must have done something. We must be in the StreamYard timeout out there, because if anybody watching right now is like, what's up with Johnny and Tim when they're video? We are on our phone apps right now, and Hallie, Teacher Hallie, has exclusivity to the fully functioning StreamYard link that we typically use for the show. But hey, Johnny, here's the deal. We can always come in and handle this, man. You know, smartphones, awesome thing about the smartphone. If you got one right now in your hands and you haven't downloaded that Civic Media app, go and get the Civic Media app downloaded so you can make sure that you are there for every Busted Pencils, every other show. And, man, you're going to want to get this too. Civic Media is getting recombobulated. Dan Schaefer and his beloved Milwaukee News and Opinion publication, the recombobulation area, join the Civic Media Radio Network. I know I've been seeing Dan on lots of different shows, the Civic Media lineup. And yeah, put it out there. Yes, we have invited Dan also to come on Busted Pencils. We'll make that arrangement. I know producer Jess is hard working, trying to put together those schedules to get everybody there. But we're going to have Dan Schaefer on to do a little recombobulation talking. And one more reminder, Tuesday, be a voter. Tuesday, September 17th is National Voter Registration Day. Plan to check your voter registration then to be sure you are ready for November 5th. Teacher Hallie, are you ready? Hey. Are you ready for November 5th?
Actually, I was just talking with a friend today where I was like, I am actually firmly planted in the present moment. Because sometimes I'll think about November 5th and be excited. And other times I think about November 5th and I'm full of fear and crippled. So I am like, I'm staying in the present moment. It's too much for me.
That sounds very healthy.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Constant anxiety is good for the body. It's good for the soul.
No, Tim, we've talked about this, man.
Thank you, sarcasm.
No, I know. We'll keep it, keep it down. But hey, it has been a crazy, fun week. Monday got a little bit off the rails from the trending education news. Teacher Hallie, Johnny and I ended up doing a little bit of an electoral college lesson because, it was the topic and we went in there.
But no, our caller called in and
saying, like, what is wrong with this electoral college? Johnny, I know you jumped right in and we're like, okay, here's the deal. And you laid it out, man.
Well, we had a caller. Caller Cindy called in and said, hey, I got a question about the electoral college. Can we talk about it? It would be a great lesson. And we thought, why not? Let's jump in. Let's talk electoral college energy all around that. It was great.
Yeah. I mean, lots of, you know, again, hey, is it fair? That was the question we were asking, Teacher Hallie. Is the electoral college fair? You know, because it's like, wait a minute. So you can literally lose the popular vote and still win the presidency. And
there's some crazy math woes that you can win only like 23% of the popular vote and you can still win with electoral math.
There's a way with the math that that can happen. It has never happened that small of a per popular vote win. But we have seen elections, especially recently, where the popular vote is different than the electoral vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said that. We saw that, Johnny. It's happened with Bush Gore. Again, Clinton Trump, you know, looking at that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is interesting. And so, Sherry called in to kind of talk about that and really set us, you know, for a nice lesson on the Electoral College. How does it work? How do we figure out electors, population? Is it fair? Is it fair that Wyoming, with such a scant population, can actually really have a lot of power when it comes to making those decisions based on the way the Electoral College works? Johnny also pointed out, though, too, going like, hey, nothing's perfect. And was the Electoral College an attempt to try to bring some type of situational fairness to the way we do elections? Yeah, is it working, though? I think at this point, 2024, maybe it's time we kind of revisit the Electoral College, make sure that we're really looking at that. So, yeah, Hallie, we got into that, you know, but trending education news. Hallie, I know you're going to be surprised to find this out, but new research out of the Heritage Foundation or the Fordham Foundation, not Fordham University, found out that maybe there is a socioeconomic factor at play when it comes to the achievement gap. Big research finding. They're willing to possibly admit that, as we pointed out on the show, poverty matters. And we had a lot of fun with that because, you know what, after 40 years of kind of going, duh, really? And in fact, Johnny pointed out, you know, socioeconomic indicators. In fact, we've had a researcher on, Christopher Tankin, who can predict test scores with only knowing socioeconomic factors, pointing those out there. So, yeah, it's really, really something. Big news right there. And then, you know, yesterday we had another Grow Your Own installment. We featured Edgewood College and the Madison Metropolitan School District and their Grow Your Own partnership to really look at the special education teacher shortage. And they're taking those emergency licensed special educators. They're going through an accelerated, fully online class, you know, for their courses. They're getting paid while they're in there working in the classrooms. And guess what, Hallie? When you do this program, no cost for the people to become teachers. So what do you think about that, Hallie? You know, Grow Your Own teacher shortage. Is this the solution Educators Amplified would like to know more about?
I'm sorry, but no. I mean, I'm a fan of Edgewood, so I don't want to, like, you know, in Madison area, like, I don't want to poo-poo on them, but, like, no. You know, like, it makes me think about today, a teacher and I were talking and she was saying that they are short one middle school special ed teacher in the district she teaches in. And I laughed and she's like, why do you laugh? And I'm like, I have a special education degree. Like, literally, I do. I could go work. So is it a shortage? You get what I'm saying? Like,
I have the degree.
I'm out here. So are lots of other people with special education degrees. They're out here. The shortage doesn't come because people aren't certified. The shortage comes because the working conditions, how we're treated. And honestly, the job of special education is untenable. It is like the job of at least three people, but only having one person do the job. So until they address those things, that's why I say no.
Well, and you point, you point out something really, you know, really important there is that the reality of, quote, the teacher shortage is that there are more licensed teachers not in classrooms than there are openings. And so from that standpoint, you know, but looking at the school district and from a parent's point of view, when their child ends up in class and the principal says, yeah, we don't have a teacher yet, it's like, how do we address that issue? Got a lot of work to do on the conditions that are actually creating the drive out of classrooms, the drive out of teaching. What we really liked about this program with Edgewood and Madison Metropolitan School District was the kind of connection to those people already working in the district who said they want to become teachers, giving them the financial wherewithal by actually covering the tuition costs. And then also having a curriculum that fits the student who's working full time so that they could actually be able to go in and get that. So good stuff there all around. It's busted pencils. It's fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Johnny, I see you put down the clue to get me off my phone. In fact, I'm gonna let you take over until I get back, man.
Yeah.
Oh. Just bye.
Well, there it is.
I'll offer, you know, because Johnny's been in and out, that I'll be intrigued to hear about what happens with that Edgewood and Madison metropolitan area. Like, I don't know. I just really am, from being experienced in the field of education and being a special education teacher and knowing what is asked of me, knowing that I understand the needs are higher. I understand that they need more special education teachers and it's hard to find. I understand it's hard to tell a parent that there's no teacher for you. But I also know, and I looked at my administrators in the eyes and I said, I am one person. I can't more than one job.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'll be interested. Like, cool, they're trying to think of other solutions. But again, I'll be interested to see how it goes, how many people stick with it, you know, and just what their reflections are on it. Because you can get people in, but can you keep them in?
Right. That's address the systemic issues.
Right. And that's the piece that I'll be honest, it frustrates me. You too, Johnny, like, we've been screaming from the rooftops for years. In Wisconsin, since Act 10, we're talking over a decade. And people's solutions is to just make an accelerated class where teachers don't. They will not look at the system.
Yeah, instead of addressing the root causes of the problem, we're putting Band-Aids over top of it.
Yes.
We got more talking about that because, wow, Teacher Hallie here, you know, I could go on and on with that, about that with you. And we will. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk here at Civic Media. Stay with us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
As fall approaches, you have a lot to prepare for. Back to school, sporting events, family gatherings, and staying on top of your health. The virus that causes COVID-19 continues to evolve. So this fall, no matter what you're prepping for, you can prioritize your family's health and make a game plan for COVID-19 vaccination. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Back, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. It's Wednesday night, educators amplified, teacher Hallie in the house. 855-752-4842 is the number. Yeah. So here we are. It's the, you know,
oh, I think we had Tim there, but this is the day technology runs busted pencils off the road.
I'll say though, it is wild week to week, just in general. Like last week, you know, we're all running on this high of hope with the DNC, and this week everything's just gone to the dumpster.
For folks listening, let's just recap tonight. We started with a StreamYard block for Tim and Johnny. Teacher Hallie was here. Producer Jess. I have no idea how the show started because I'm trying to log into our connection here. I get in finally, and it's like sounds great. Things are going on, and we're in a whirlwind of tech hiccups. But you're with us, and we're with you.
Yeah.
And Teacher Hallie and I ended the last segment talking about like, okay, look, I love it. And I'm guessing we were building on the grow your own conversation last night. And I love creativity. I love innovation and collaboration. So I love that people are sitting down, stakeholders, all of them sitting down at the table and say, how can we do this differently? But then Teacher Hallie and I are both saying also, one of the reasons or several of the reasons why we need to do this are still not being addressed. And that is that it is nearly impossible to sustain a teaching career. And it really is. So, I mean, also heroes and kudos to the teachers out there, but they are doing it at the expense often of their health, right? Of better financial decisions that they maybe should be making. It's at the expense of many things that ought not to be. And that's important to think about too, when we're talking about like things like the importance of labor unions and all the teaching things that are going on in this discussion. So I love it. And we are talking, Tim, to bring you back into the fold, my guy. We were just joking a little bit about all the technological hiccups, because I think every single device within 10 feet of me is logged into this show right now because we are frantically trying to get it to work. And in some configuration, the listener has been able to witness this whole thing. So they're hopefully having a chuckle too. But we were talking to Teacher Hallie and I about Grow Your Own, about how great it is to have creative like brain trusts really looking at how can we get great teachers into classrooms. But then Teacher Hallie and I were also like, scratch my head a little bit here, because where are we addressing the root causes and the bigger issues that, there aren't enough teachers, but why? Yeah. Why is that? And are we really working systemically and across, you know, institutions to better, really to change how we do schools, right?
It's that big change. And you say, there's innovation there in getting the fact that the reality was is that there were, you know, for a lot of people who, quote, wanted to be teachers, they didn't have the ability because the structures of teacher education, access, costs, all of those things. And so Grow Your Own addresses those issues. It doesn't address, as we said, retention,
because we know that that is the biggest issue facing teachers. And in fact, no teacher shortage. Yeah, if you retained the teachers, there'd be no teacher shortage. And so this doesn't address the conditions that are making teaching an untenable position. This does address, though, for the longest time, the pathways and the access points for lots of people who were excluded from entering the profession because they couldn't get into, you know, they couldn't go to school for an undergraduate degree full time as a residential student and then do student teaching and not work and all of these things. So what Grow Your Own tries to address is access and the structures of how we offer a program to get your license. And this tries to come at this and says, we could do better because there are people who haven't been able to access teacher education and teacher licensing. But yeah, we don't ever want to let go of the fact, you know what though? We keep bringing more and more people in. We keep bringing, you know, it's like that whole, that silly military metaphor. It's like, man, you know, the last thing we want to do is continue to just produce a whole lot of cannon fodder so that people are out there going into classrooms. And then, you know, eventually, so it looks like, wow, we've really kind of capped the teacher shortage. And then we find out 3 and 5 years later that the retention of all of these people could be potentially something that we're worried about. So, Teacher Hallie, it is good to have you in the room. In the room with us, you know, doing this because having these conversations makes a lot of sense. A lot of, you know, new trending news, though, out there today to kind of get out there. And we'll want to talk about this. I know, one, Hallie, you've got some suggestions. Should we be banning cell phones in the classroom? Another thing, though, too, here that we've talked about on this show, and I don't think you've actually done one of these shows with us, Teacher Hallie. Student loans, the forgiveness plan that continues to be out there. And right now, what has been blocked by the Supreme Court today isn't just forgiveness, but actually puts on hold the ability of the Department of Education to create a program that would allow borrowers who are paying back to pay back cheaper monthly payments that then count. This has been blocked. And now we're sitting there going like, wait a minute. This isn't student loan forgiveness. Now, some of these pathways would lead to forgiveness, but this truly stops people like some people I know who just graduated college, who maybe have the same last name as me, who has some student loan, you know, and the reality is that my son qualified for a much cheaper repayment plan under the SAVE plan. The SAVE plan has been put on hold. Should that be the case, you know, the questions about forgiveness were always, does the president have the authority to forgive loans? Well, maybe we said, we don't know. There's a whole lot there. But can't the Department of Education create programs that allow people the ability to pay back that in a way that makes sense? And really, this is now the Supreme Court blocked the ability for people to have an easier time making their payments towards their
Digital Tim, he's in, he's out. Teacher Hallie and I are here like, okay, here we are. You know, I tried to make that transition a little bit. I'm working on that. My sound effects.
So that we're getting a lot of practice with it lately.
A seamless edit from digitization into my verbalization. So I have that. I'm working on that. So listener, you can call in and give us your feedback.
Please,
on our
call in. Yeah,
call in. 855-752-4842. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It's a riot of a night. We're glad you're with us. Teacher Hallie, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, and Digital Tim when we come back.
From the center, WRCE. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. Enrollment is down in Wisconsin's public schools, but education leaders point out that costs per student actually go up when that happens. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Olson speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede. New details regarding alleged harassment of members of the Wisconsin Amish community by high school students. According to the Sauk County Sheriff's Office, the harassment that took place earlier this month included blowing air horns and shining lights outside of Amish homes, ringing doorbells, and knocking on windows during the night. 9 students in the school district of Reedsburg were involved. It's not clear if all of them were football players, but Reedsburg High School canceled its first 2 varsity football games of the season. A statement from the school district said it is disappointed to learn of the allegations and that not all of the players on the team were involved. And a reminder, the village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes today and tomorrow at dusk, weather permitting. And that's what you need to know. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thede.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit-and-run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day. Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next painting project with 11% off everything. We carry a great
Crude and Dom.
Donald Trump will be in La Crosse on Thursday evening for a town hall, and Crude will be on site in anticipation of the festive gala. Be here for the greatest radio show ever.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Is it for the money? No, it isn't for the fun. It's a plan, a scam, a diagram.
Oh, yeah, here we are. Plus potential, fully leaded education talk. What are we doing it for?
Doing It for the Cause. Love that song, Jess. Great choice. Doing It for the Cause, which also...
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.